So Grace Chen is going to be talking about the effects of reduced tillage on growth, pest pressure, and yields for organic eggplants.
Thank you guys for saying. thank you, Aaron. So I'm going to talk about the effects of reduced tillage on growth, pest pressure, and yields for organic eggplants. So it's not corn and soybeans anymore. If you have talked to any vegetable growers, I think most of them would tell you if they could not do without tillage. And also, plastic mulch is widely used for vegetable growers to control weeds, also increase the soil temperature. But there are so many environmental impacts, especially for vegetable productions, because intensive tillage and short growing season, that's typical for vegetable growers. Increase soil erosion, degradation, and water pollution, and more often that greenhouse gas emission from vegetable fields is usually 2 to 10 times greater than from field crops. Conservation tillage and cover cropping may not be able to. But we're trying to use conservation tillage to find alternatives for vegetable productions. Because all the benefits listed here prevent soil erosion, nutrient loss, increase soil organic matter, and promote soil microbial population, biodiversity and activity, and also increase soil fertility and maintain sustainability of the production systems. So the objectives of the study were to evaluate the impacts of conservation tillage for organic vegetable products on soil temperature, mineral nitrogen content, plant development, weed and insect pressure, because that's very important in vegetable production and also yield. The experiment was located in Central Maryland Research and Education Center. We have a very sandy soil, Annapolis fine sand loam, and we use the cover crop every fall winter season. For this study, cover crop was not a treatment, but we have cover crops, mixed cover crops of rye, crimson clover, and Hereford. This just shows the purpose for using cover crop for such of crops was to retain soil residual nitrogen and fix atmospheric nitrogen for cash crops. So this just shows the typical cover crop in early December. We planted usually in September, middle September. This shows the forage radish and the rye. Forage radish in Maryland is winter killed. So in the spring, like in late April, we don't see forage radish anymore. It's crimson clover and rye. Instead of rolling crumpet, we use flame mold. Sorry, I missed the L. So we use the flame mold, so the residue was chopped. The biomass it decomposed faster than if you roll it. A randomized complete block design with 4 blocks was used. We have a conventional tillage without surface mulch, we term the background, and BG, and with black plastic mulch, BP, we have a strip tillage and a no-till. So for field operation, usually we will flare more cover crops in the first week of May for BP and BG treatment, and then we let the cover crop residue set for a week, and we go back to the field to the second week of May. We roll till or chisel plow the BPBG plots, and then we, the same time, we flare more cover crops in the strip till and no-till plots. So in the third week of May, we went to disc the field and apply fertilizer and then disc again. For BP treatment, we laid plastic mulch. Strip till, we did 2 strip tillage. Between that, we have fertilization. And no-till, we just spray the fertilizer and on the planting rows. And then we transplant eggplants. Hand weeding was used in June, like usually twice. Then we had nitrogen side dressing for BG strip till and no-till treatments. For BP treatment, because the plastic mulch we couldn't do fertigation, so we applied all the fertilizer at the beginning. And then after the end of growing season, we flare most vegetable crops, and then removed the plastic from the BP treatment plants, and we used computer tillage again in these two BG BP treatments, and then we plant cover crops. So this just shows how the plots look like. The BG background and BP, with we have double rows and no till and strip till. So the row spacing was 0.9 meter and plant spacing 0.3 meter. For the BP treatment, we have double rows, so we have a 1.8 meter of plant row spacing. The plot dimension was 12 meter by 12 meter. So in 2012, we had a really warm and dry year. The mean temperature from May to end of August was 24.1 degrees C, and the rainfall was less than the average and the historical average. In 2014, we had a cooler and season temperature, mean temperature only 22.1 degrees C, and the rainfall is in the normal range. It's 450. For each year, we apply some irrigation. We use drip irrigation, but just when the rainfall water is not soft, was not sufficient for plant to grow, so it's rainfall dependent. The soil temperature. This is just the result from last year, but we had the same, which was the same for the 2 years. We can see from the early growing season before canopy closure, we had a really high warm temperature in the BP treatment, which is reasonable, and also the high soil temperature in the background. And the red line for BP, and blue for BG, black for no till, and orange for strip till. So we had high soil temperature in the BG and the BP treatments before canopy closure, which usually in June. And the mineral nitrogen was highest in the BP treatment because we applied all the nitrogen in the beginning. But we see a high nitrogen, mineral nitrogen in the BG treatment later after nitrogen side dressing, and some high mineral nitrogen in the strip till and the no till plots. We observed all no nitrogen levels among the four treatments. Sparing rate is kind of an indicator of different nitrogen level. So we saw in 2012 we saw high sparing rate for the strip till and the background. For the strip till and the BP treatments during in early June, early to middle June, but there was no difference later on. 2014, we see a high and leaf had a high spider radius in the BP treatment, and later on, like middle July, there was difference between and the conventional tillage and the no and the reduced tillage, the nitrogen level. Plant height, the plants really grow really fast in the BP treatment, since because of the combination of soil temperature and the nitrogen. And we also measured the plant with a kind of a indicator of plant size, but we saw that the plants grow really fast and later on in the strip tilled plots. I don't know why, maybe the soil moisture, the cover crop residue retained some soil moisture. We density, it's cumulative weed density, so I measured separate from plant row first interrows. So the plant row, we had a high weed density in the in the strip till and the background treatment plots, and no weed density in the BP and no till treatments. From the interrow, we had a high weed density in the two conventional treatments, the background and BP, and no density in the no till and strip till. Insect pressure is really it's dependent. We didn't have any insect problems in 2012, but last year we had a really high population density of Colorado potato beetle. Especially you see the figure on the right side. We have so many plant damage in the BP treatments because they just run really fast on the plastic mulch. But we don't see this kind. We didn't see this condition in the other treatment process, especially the no-till and strip-till. We don't have that problem. Fruit damage, it was the same for both years. We saw higher insect damage, like in the BP and BG treatments compared to no-till and strip-till. Cumulative marketable yield, we had a higher yield in 2014. We had a high yield in the BP treatments during any harvest season from middle July to early August. And later on, the yield from strip-till catched up. So there was the yield in the no-till treatment plus was always lower from August to the end of the harvest season. Because we had to plant our cover crops, so we terminated end of crop harvest in at the end of August. But the plants in the no-till plus was still really healthy and produced really good fruits, but we couldn't wait for it. So last year we tried to extend our harvest season to the end of to middle of September. We see only yield difference among during the early harvest season, but the end of growing season there was no difference among the treatments. So the yields were the same for all treatments. So to sum up, the soil temperature was higher in the BG and BP plots and then BG plots, but lowest in the no-till plots, especially during the early growing season. Mineral nitrogen content was highest in the BP treatment, and followed by BG, strip-till, and no-till in early growing season. Leaf curl and leaf spiral ratings, we see higher in the BP treatment plots. It may indicate a great nitrogen uptake. Plant growth was more rapidly in the BP treatment, and the strip-till from middle to late growing season. Weed pressure was nearly highest in the BG and strip-till treatments. Intervals, we have a high weed density in the BG and BP treatments. So we also recorded time for hand weeding. So it was highest, the time spent for hand weeding was highest in the BG treatments, followed by strip-till and BP treatment were not different. 1 year was not different 1 year, and we spent more time to hand weed in the strip-till treatments. But no-till treatment, we used less time to hand weed for both years. Insect pressure, Colorado plate beetle was highest, had high density in BP treatments, and small foliar damage, especially at early growing season. And fruit damage was greater in the BP and BG treatments. Market of yield, 2012, the no yield in the no-till because of the cool soil temperature, and then I think that's the real reason for the no yield in the no-till, but we didn't see any nitrogen. We took nitrogen samples, leaf nitrogen samples, but we didn't find any significant difference. 2014, there's no yield difference. So to conclude, plant development is more rapidly in the BP, BG, than in the strip-till than the no-till. This because the tillage helped warm up the soil and maybe increase the mineral and nitrogen mineralization rate. Weed pressure was highest in the BP, BG, and moderately in the strip-till and the BP. This is correlated with soil disturbance and soft mulch. Insect pressure was highest in BG and BP treatments. We saw them maybe because of there were fewer physical barrels and also natural enemies. We did a pitfall trap. We haven't had those data analyzed, but those can help to control the insects. And yield, if we extended the harvest period, we could increase the yield in the no-till treatment plus, which is shown in 2014. So the take-home message is, for organic vegetable productions, no-till may work, but we think strip tillage may offer a better option to reduce weed and insect pressure, improve soil health while maintaining optimum yield. This project was funded by USDA NIFA and also Maryland Vegetable Growers Association. We had so many people involved in this project. In this project, because we have so many components like greenhouse gas emissions, and so I would like to thank them for all the help. Thank you very much.